We learned in Avol Rabasi, Avol also l'shamish mitase b'may Avol. It's also for an Avol to be m'shamish mitase davtasha shamito when he's an Avol. U'maisa b'achad shishimish mitase b'may Avol. There's a story with one person who was m'shamish mitase b'may Avol, b'shamtu chazirim is k'biyasei. And his punishment is that after he died, the chazirim, the pigs, dragged his body, they dragged his gviya. According to one Shan and Rashi over here. And the question is, what's the mida k'neged mida over here? Why was his punishment that the chazirim dafka dragged his body? Why the chazirim? Why pigs? Why not any other animal? What is the mida k'neged mida over here dafka with chazirim? Also difficult to understand why it sounds like there's some special chaymer in being over on the isser of being mishamish mitasi b'mei avlei more than the other isurim. What is miyuchad with the him being mevatel the isser tasha shamita more than anything else? And why dafka the mida k'neged mida of chazirim? And I think the hesber could be like this: that the what is a pshat when you have a person who is not makben and tashish hamita b'mei avlei? Sounds like the other halachas of avelos he keeps, but dafka tashish hamita he doesn't. So what's a pshat in that? The chilek is pashat, because all the other inyanim avelos are things that people could see. It's befarhasia. Whether it's prius arayish, it's not getting a haircut, nilas a sandal, people could see what he's wearing, fias hamita, where he sits, how he sits, the tiglachas, these are all things that are dvarim shebefarhes, and everyone knows that he's keeping them. But tasha shamita is something which is dvarim shebetzina, because I refer to that as dvarim shebetzina. Nobody knows about it, nobody knows whether he keeps it or not, and that he's able to get away with not keeping because no one knows about it. So this is a person, the minachutz, all the other dini avelos he's going to keep, because he doesn't want to look like a person who's not being misabel, he doesn't want to look like a person who doesn't care. But when it comes to tasha shamita, which is a dvarim shebetzina, nobody knows about that, he doesn't keep. So there's a person that minachutz tries to give off the image as if he's a kasher yid, he's doing what's right, but bifnim, deep down inside, he's treif, he's not doing what's right, he's doing something which is aser, he's not being makben on dvarim shebetzina of tasha shamita. And that's mamash in the inyan of the chazer. The chazer, chazal say, why is he, what is the problem with the chazer? Why is he treif? Because he is Pesha Tlafav, he shows his feet to everyone and he says, look, I'm Mafris Parsa. If you look at my feet, I have split hooves, I'm a kosher animal. And he tries to pretend that he's kosher because Minachutz, Itaka looks like he's a kosher animal. But the problem is that deep down inside he's not a Malagera, and for that reason he's treif. As the Pasuk says, that says Mesachazik and Mafis Parsu, which Shaisa Shasa Parsu, who Gerlo Yigar, Tamehu Lachem. So Chazal say that he tries to give an image that he's a behemoth which is kosher. He tries to fool us and he says, look at my outside. On my outside, I look kosher, but Lamaisa inside, he's not Maligera and he is treif. So that's what the Chazal does, is Mamish, this inion of a person is Mashamish Mitasi B'mei Avlo. He tries to give off the image of Mibachut, so he keeps the inion of Avelos, so he does care. But deep down, Bifnim, when it comes to Mamish B'tzina, he doesn't care. Mimelo, the Mida Kenegamida is Dafka B'shamtu Chazerim. Eskeviyasa, the Chazerim, Dafka Kam, their Mamish, he acted like a Chazer. So the Chazerim are the ones who are going to be shamed his Gviya. And that's why this Einish comes B'dafka to this one who doesn't keep Tasha Shamita, because that is the only ending of Avelis, which is B'tzina, that nobody knows about, as opposed to all the others, which are B'farhesia, and everyone is able to see.